And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazilian police dismantled a camp of supporters of far-right former President Jair Bolsonaro in the capital on Monday, a day after rioters launched the worst attack on state institutions since the country's return to democracy in the 1980s. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Demonstrators shattered windows, demolished computers, and graffitied walls before police in riot gear retook the palace. On Monday, soldiers outside raised the flag, while inside, Lula held a cabinet meeting with his defense minister and commanders of the armed forces. Justice Minister Flavio Dino said 200 demonstrators had been arrested, although that number is expected to rise. U.S. President Joe Biden joined other world leaders in condemning Sunday's riots, calling them, quote, outrageous. Sunday's attacks recalled for many the assault on the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago by backers of former President Donald Trump.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Pope has denounced Iran's death penalty policy following waves of protest. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Pope Francis has broken his silence over the nationwide protests convulsing Iran, denouncing the recourse to the death penalty there, and seemingly legitimizing the protests as demonstrations demanding greater respect for the dignity of women. The Iran denouncement marks his first comments about the protests that erupted in mid-September over the death of a woman, Mahsa Amini. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials at a vocational school in eastern Ukraine are dismissing claims by Russia that hundreds of Ukrainian troops were killed in a missile strike there. Officials said Monday a rocket merely blew out windows and damaged classrooms. This is VOA News. Five suspects appeared in a Kenyan court on Monday over the death of a prominent LGBTQ campaigner as police continued to investigate the gruesome killing. The body of the 25-year-old man was found last week stuffed in a metal box on a roadside in western Kenya in a case that has drawn condemnation from rights campaigners at home and abroad. The five suspects appeared in court but did not enter pleas. The suspects include a freelance photographer who was reportedly a lover and is accused of killing him. An international conference on climate-resilient Pakistan seeks $16 billion U.S. dollars to support Pakistan's multi-year effort to recover from last year's unprecedented flood disaster, VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday described his heartbreak after witnessing Pakistan's devastating flooding last summer and urged rich nations to help invest in rebuilding the country.
No country deserves to endure what happened to Pakistan. But it was especially bitter to watch that country's generous spirit being repaid with a climate disaster of monumental scale.
Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif joined Guterres in person at the conference, while other world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, took part virtually. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A prosecutor in New York told jurors at the outset of a death penalty trial that the man charged with killing eight people along a New York City bike path was proud of the destruction he left behind and wanted the flag of his terrorist group put up in his hospital room. Assistant U.S. Attorney Alexander Lee delivered an opening statement Monday in the trial of Saifullah Saipov, describing in detail how he said Saipov mowed down bicyclists and pedestrians on Halloween in 2017. In his opening, defense attorney David Patton agreed that his client killed eight people and severely injured others, but said jurors should consider Saipov's motives. Doctors who treated injured American football player Damar Hamlin say he is back in Buffalo, an uplifting sign of the remarkable progress he made a week after going into cardiac arrest and having to be resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati. Hamlin was discharged from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center in the morning and flown to Buffalo, where Dr. William Knight said he was, quote, doing well. He will continue his recovery at a Buffalo hospital. Hamlin's return comes a day after he cheered on his Buffalo Bills from his hospital bed during their win over the New England Patriots. I'm Joe Ramsey.